Hello, welcome to another episode of the PeterWritesBlog.com podcast. It's the 2nd of May 2015. It's from Peter Wright, the contrarian thinker, speaker and writer who believes it's not what happens to you in life, it's what you do about it that counts. This episode is titled A Milestone, Perseverance, Poetry and Stories. This post is an important milestone, the 500th on this blog. The first post was published on 19th of April 2009, just over 6 years ago. That's an average of 1.6 posts a week, averaging around 600 words. That amounts to over 300,000 words, enough for almost three books. It started as a marketing tool for a network marketing system I was involved in at the time. I did not have a goal to publish 500 posts or to continue publishing more than a post a week for years. At times, I would have loved to abandon it. There have been periods when I have neglected it for a week or two. Early this year, I decided to abandon the twice a week schedule I had followed last year and only write when I felt I had something worthwhile to write about, writing that you would find interesting and of value. That this is the 500th post is a result of perseverance and commitment, not skill, not ability, just deciding to do it and doing it and not giving up on it. It evolved along the way, partly because of comments and feedback from you, but mainly because it became part of my own story. Writing for this blog, others that were hatched and abandoned along the way, others for myself, clients, and family members that continue, gave me the confidence and expertise to write a book, all 130,000 words of it, over the last 9 months. It's being edited now and will be published later this summer. That is part of my story. Today I'm looking at other people's stories, but first a trip back in time to another story. It seems more than a lifetime ago when I was a young boy. Considering I'll be 65 this year, it was longer than the lifetimes of many people cut down prematurely by accident, illness, poor life choices, war, or poverty. One of the clearest memories of my late father, who's been dead for 36 years, was his quotation of a verse from the poem The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, which goes, "The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on, nor all thy piety nor wit shall lure it back to cancel half a line, nor all thy tears wash out a word of it." Omar Khayyam was a Persian poet born in the 11th century. His poetry was written in the traditional quatrain style of four-line verses. His work was translated by Edward Fitzgerald, an Englishman working in India in the mid-1800s. Perhaps my father discovered the poem while serving with the British Army in India before World War II. I'm glad he did. It's poetry that conveys many messages. Some consider it agnostic, that it denies the existence of God. I do not agree with that interpretation. To me, it carries the message that we should seize the day, not because, as some suggest, the author did not believe in a life hereafter, but because our days pass so fleetingly that if we don't make the most of them, they're gone, never to be lived again. It also reinforces my belief that we write our own story. We choose to either become and remain victims to our circumstances, live unhappy, complaining lives, or to overcome adversity, rise above those circumstances, lead lives of purpose, be happy and successful. That verse of the poem has been in my mind over the last 2 weeks. One of the stimulating activities I've been fortunate to be involved in since February is being a mentor to a new Toastmasters club. There are around 20 enthusiastic members, all determined to improve their speaking and leadership skills. Each week, another member overcomes his or her fear, takes the nerve-wracking, knee-trembling walk to the lectern, and delivers this first speech in the manual, The Icebreaker. It's a 4 to 6 minute speech for the member to introduce him or herself to the audience. For many, the first time they've ever got to their feet in public to address an audience. For most, it is absolutely terrifying. But they do it. They break the ice. Then it gets better. I've listened to 5 of these speeches over the last 2 weeks. all have told stories of interesting lives. Three have told stories of extremely difficult lives, neglectful parents, harsh treatment, controlling partners. One in particular told how a difficult childhood led to a number of serious problems in early adulthood. One of the youngest in the group, she accepted responsibility for her actions, chose to accept the consequences, and used the experience to craft a valuable message for other young people, so easily led astray by the distractions of the modern world. They all chose to turn their lives around, some at great cost. They all chose to take charge of their lives, make tough decisions, and move on. Not one of them chose to remain a victim. So for every one of us, that moving finger has writ and moved on. It's up to us to decide what it will write next. So how are you writing the next chapter in your life? Bye for now.